Well, this is January, what is today? 17th. So this is the last meeting of the election committee for 2023. So Susan, why don't you call the roll?
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Christine Avalos. Not here. Jack DePalma.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Violetta Diamond. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. Eric Jacobson.
Here.
Avelia Jones. There, Lily.
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am.
Myla Reason. Not yet. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Saw you. Minerva.
Present.
Aki.
I'm here.
Carol.
Here.
And that's Carol Wolfley. Sorry, Susan Young. And I'm here. We have quorum, Mr. Chair.
Okay. So what is the first item on the agenda? Is to approve the minutes?
It is to approve the agenda. I sent it out to everybody. Why don't I give a quick read through of it?
I think we all read them ahead of time. So move to approve.
And so you're moving to approve the agenda or the minutes?
The minutes.
Agenda first.
Agenda first.
Yeah.
Okay. So Carol.
Any objection?
Great.
Okay. So no objection. So let's go with that. So what is the first item, Susan?
Minutes.
Okay.
So Carol.
Move to approve the minutes.
And so just to state for the record, those are the minutes of September 13th and September 27th, 2023 and January 3, 2024. Okay. And is for the record, is there any objection? Hearing none.
Okay.
And I see that we've had, Eleanor, would you be kind to identify yourself that you're here?
Present.
Okay, would you say?
Present.
Okay, great. Thank you. And in the most up-to-date version of the agenda.
Point of order, madam. I think Violetta is also here now.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, thank you, Violetta.
Thank you.
We got you.
Mm.
The first item is the recommendations for future elections. And you will remember that we've had a whole variety of discussions about this. Listening to past minutes and conversations, I compiled a narrative about that. I circulated it to everybody last year, and I circulated it again a couple days ago, together with the minutes. It has been suggested it might help if I read these through out loud. So, okay. Recommendations for future elections from the Pacifica National Elections Committee. Listener member voter rolls. Inadequate record of membership at every station was clearly the biggest problem in the election, causing disruption for voters, candidates, and nominators. It is hoped that bringing allegiance payments current and requiring vigorous deployment of this system at all stations will help address this problem. Second, staff member voter rolls. There has been some concern about fairness for station management decisions about what staff should be counted or not counted and bulking up staff roles. There is also the simple question of what do the bylaws require to qualify as staff, and has the bylaws requirement been adhered to? Next, nominations. The online nominations process was difficult to navigate. There is a recommendation to return to paper petitions gathered locally and confirmed by the station membership staff would be easier and as efficient. Campaign strategies station by station. A suggestion is to take a survey of campaign promotion and implementation actions taken at each station to determine whether there is a best practice handbook that can be implemented at all stations as a starting point. There was especially a broad range of candidate forums conducted, and some were challenged as being unfair. All these questions entail employee performance. The committee will hold this conversation as these questions entail committee employee performance. The committee will hold this conversation in executive session. Quick note, we weren't able to schedule that. Schedule. Generally, the process needs to start in March as specified in the bylaws, giving the process and the NES a reasonable time frame to complete the necessary tasks, even with a streamlined process. One complaint or recommendation is that the NES stipulates a deadline. Meeting that deadline must be respected and not cut short by the time/ability of the NES to process the action in question.
Thank you.
LES. There was not agreement about whether restoring the LES function is necessary or even advisable or not. Some felt that the lack of LES at each station made the sign-up to be candidates in the nominating process more difficult. Others suggest that having the allegiance information up to date and a paper petition process restored can solve these problems. There is also concern about the lack of consistency in promoting the election and facilitating the campaign process station to station. Others suggest that adopting standard procedures in advance can help address these issues. Debates/forums. One recommendation was pair up with the League of Women Voters or other civic groups to serve as the moderators for future campaign forums. Some expressed concern about hostile actions in the debates and criticisms of staff, other candidates, board members, paren, local and national. Others urge erring on the side of open discussion and freedom of speech. There was general concern that some forums were conducted in a way that did not afford fair opportunities for all candidates, were openly biased in the way they were moderated, including playing music over some candidates' remarks. A review of the recordings across stations should be done both to improve the processes and to address any improper behavior by employees or consultants. There was general concern that there was no consistency in forums, carts, websites, campaign statements from station to station. These should be documented and compared to develop best practices for upcoming elections. Finally, executive session matters. Evaluate performance of the NES to make recommendations to the ED. Review complaints about employee behavior vis-a-vis the elections process. Those were the recommendations that were developed last year, circulated then, and recirculated 2 days ago.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I think there's a hand up, Carol.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
Susan and Aki, I really appreciate you compiling all of the many recommendations that were brought to the committee. I really appreciate the range of recommendations. And one of the things that I think is most crucial for us is to, as we move forward, is to really be aware. And I sometimes don't get the impression that everyone is really deeply aware of this, is that the network is in a very, very dire situation, and that affects our ability to hold any elections at all. And that because of that, in order to guarantee elections, we need to be careful, very, very careful about any spending of money. So I I don't know if it's appropriate if the chair wants to entertain a motion to approve these, or these have already been approved, but did you want a motion to approve?
Yes, that is the basic intent is to pass on these recommendations to the PNB at the next election committee.
Yes, and so moved to approve these recommendations that they be passed on to the PNB. And definitely, I think I have the chair still, I mean the floor still, and that they be carefully also passed along to whoever is hired as the new NES.
Okay. So, Elena, you have a comment?
Yes, I wanted to add a couple of things to the list.
Okay.
I would like to suggest that a notice of the job posting notice, which specifies that there will be 5 LESs assisting the NES, should be posted widely at least a couple of months before the selection of an NES begins, so that we can get a wide range of candidates from a wide range of sources. That's one thing I'd like to add to the list.
Point of order.
Let's do the second one. Go ahead.
And the second one is, I'm losing my train of thought. The second one is that when a Fair Campaigns violation is found and a remedy proposed and accepted, that should be the end of the matter. It should not be then reopened and suddenly changed to something more punitive.
I see. Okay, Kel, go ahead.
Point of order on the first issue, we discussed that at the last meeting, and I think that part of the decision of the body was that there was not agreement and that it was going to go on to the way it's written in the recommendations, that it will be considered at a later point about hiring the LESs. And again, that's a budgetary issue and will be determined based on how much money there is and a more careful assessment of what the LESs do. Because the LESs should, in the past, have been there to work on nominations. And the other point, I think, making some general rule about changing, a situation that involves fair campaign provisions, that I think that those things need to be handled individually by the NES.
Okay. All right. Susan?
I would like to speak in opposition to both of those proposed, what I assume would be amendments.
Okay.
The first one about the posting of the NES, recommending that to the ED, is what we adopted at the last meeting. And so this is dilatory. And we had careful wording of how to adopt that. And we did, in fact, say that we were not including LES, and we had the vote to not include the requirement of 5 LESs in the job posting, and that any consideration of LESs would be taken up by the committee in 2024. So I oppose that part of her motion as being already dealt with and dilatory. The second motion to amend to include about no reversals, I believe the instance that Eleanor is bringing up was one in which the NES came up with a solution to a fair campaign violation and then determined that it was infeasible and inadequate and so changed. So as Carol has pointed out, all of that is within the purview of the NES and is not the responsibility of this committee. Therefore, I oppose approving that amendment to the recommendations.
Okay. So I take it to the committee that, so there are two amendments by Erna. And is there people who support that amendment aside from Erna? Let me just have the names of the people who is, you know, in concurrence with Erna on the two points that she made.
Can we take them one by one, Mr. Chair? So the okay. the first one about NES posting. Let's go with the NES one.
Anybody in support of the amendment for the NES? Okay, that's fine. How about the second one about the fair campaign violations? Anybody in support of that?
Susan, you may want to lower your hand.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. So I didn't get any. So I would note that the Erna made these amendments, but they didn't have any support of the body. Okay, so can we go on to the next item, Susan?
Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Erna.
May I note that it was decided that the matter of the NESs would be taken up in 2024, and it is indeed 2024, so it is not dilatory.
Okay. All right. Noted. Okay, Susan, what is the next item?
Okay.
A point of order.
Go ahead. What is a point of order, Cal?
Oh, there was a motion on the floor to approve the recommendations.
Okay. So, any second?
No second needed. Is there any opposition?
Committee. Okay. So any objection to adopting the motion to pass on this recommendation to the next elections committee and the PNB? Okay. No objection. So this is passed. Thank you. All right, Susan, what is the next item?
There is also a motion by Teresa, and perhaps she can address this. And I think that, again, there was maybe some consideration that this be given, that this be passed on to the committee as it gets stood up for 2024.
Okay. Teresa, you want to speak up?
Yes, I think that we worked really hard in the last election, but some stations were better than others in getting people to vote. And so we had this mad scramble, and we were very worried that we wouldn't make quorum. And if we don't make quorum, then we'd have to pay extra money to the NES. I think there have to be other better ways than at the last minute, giving our membership list to volunteers. And that's why I made this motion. I don't know whether we want to, I don't know how we can possibly present it to the NES that it's just not an option to give our valuable membership list to volunteers, because once they're out, we don't know who's using them. Right. And so I'm thinking that should be, I don't know, I absolutely the last resort. And I guess that's what people claimed in the last election, but I think there has to be a better way. So I'm saying that I would like us to say to the NES, we will not give our membership lists out to volunteers.
Okay. So that's the motion?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair, I've got my hand up, and then Minerva.
Okay, Susan, go ahead.
What I'd like to acknowledge is that an extraordinary effort was done at more than one station, particularly at WPFW. to get, and I guess WBAI, to get us to quorum. So mm-hmm. I want to acknowledge that. And mm-hmm. that while that might not have been the preferable approach, that we're grateful that people mm-hmm. stepped up and got it done. And mm-hmm. that with perhaps more, with a better schedule that gets started in a timely fashion, that yes. protection of the of the confidential member lists can become a priority. That's my thought.
Okay. All right. Minerva, go ahead.
Yes. And then good evening, everyone. I would like to definitely suggest that in terms of the trying to make quorum, that the stations are notified in a timely manner. You don't wait until you're getting to the last week to say this station's not making its quorum. I think that as this goes, at when you start the process, that it should be announced on a weekly or daily basis as to where the station is in terms of making their quorum, and then you don't have to share that list with volunteers to get anything done, because definitely at WPFW, it was never announced that we were not making quorum until the last minute. Mm-hmm. And that's what threw the push and the panic for things to be done. So that should be a key part of what is done by the NES, whether they do it or they make sure that it's done at the station. So the public knows where we are and they know what they need to do.
Now, Susan, is that part of the recommendation anyway, to make sure the quorum is met?
I think that it is not. And let me see. Schedule generally process streamline complaint recommendation tips of deadline. Meeting the deadline must be received, not cut short. I think that it would be appropriate to add an element that that progress in making that meeting the election schedule in a timely basis and notifying stations about progress in making quorum is something we recommend to the NES.
Yeah. So, Teresa, could you just add that to your motion?
So in lieu of my motion, you're saying you want to just give this as a recommendation to the NES?
No. I mean, adding that wording, because it's something that, you know, motivated the...
Okay, so what is the phraseology right there again? What are we adding?
What I would suggest is, and I think it dovetails into yours, is that meeting the election timeframe and giving updated information about progress in meeting quorum should be a way to prevent the need for sharing confidential membership information with volunteers.
Another thing I think that I would like to add, if we're going to add these other things, is a concerted effort from the very beginning to get texts and emails from every member.
Right.
Because we spent a lot of time calling people, trying to get their emails to send them email ballots. And that, I think that if they get a text, it might prompt them to vote earlier. So I'd say, could I say that also?
Sure.
Okay, concerted.
It all ties in together, so.
I will try drafting up in an email right now what I think, how I think that motion is evolving.
Okay.
So I wrote meeting the election time frame, comma.
And hang on, Teresa. I'm not at the point where I can do that.
Okay. Well, I'll type it. I'll email it to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you send it to the rest of the committee so we can see it as well?
What's that?
Could Teresa send it to the other members of the committee so that we could see it as well?
Yeah, of course. I hope that you send it to everybody. Yeah. Leona, you have a hand up?
Yes, I wanted to mention that we went to heroic efforts to get the get quota in time, and I'm just going to mention as a parenthesis, there are people who wait till the last minute on purpose to get the most information, the most up-to-date information before casting their ballot. So it might not always be as dire as we think because they're going to vote. But putting that aside, people calling members to urge them to vote should be from a different station. We had the situation where we had people volunteering at WBAI and people volunteering at WPFW, and should have been calling the other station, and that and not their own station, for being totally neutral in the manner of doing it. And that was not carried out in all cases. So that is a problem with neutrality that I'd like to urge we correct.
A hand up. I'm busy typing, but may I add a hand up?
Susan, go ahead.
I'm opposed to providing our confidential member lists to volunteer members anywhere in the system.
Right. Well, that's the whole point of Teresa's motion, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. And the two part is that we don't want the volunteer list to be sent out. But on the other hand, we also need to make sure that from the get-go, we make sure that the quorum is met. So that is by informing the people up front at each station that the election is going on. So they're not incompatible. I mean, there's two sides of the same coin. Okay. So if the motion has that, that'll be fine.
I'm about to read it.
Okay.
Information to volunteers. Okay. And motion regarding achieving quorum and protecting confidential membership list. The NES is advised to meet election deadlines, provide ongoing and up-to-date information about meeting quorum, and promptly securing contact information for texting to prevent the need for providing confidential member information to volunteers in order to meet quorum.
Okay, sounds good. Teresa, are you okay with that?
I have sent what I wrote, but I like the first part that Susan added to it. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm not sure if it's a real sentence. Does it have a subject and a verb? Can you read it one more time?
Okay, hang on just a minute. Motion regarding achieving quorum and protecting confidential membership lists. The NES, yes, is advised. Now, hang on a minute, reply all. The NES is advised to meet election deadlines, provide ongoing and up-to-date information about meeting quorum and probably at each station.
Mm-hmm.
Station and promptly securing contact information for texting. To prevent the need for providing confidential member information to volunteers in order to meet quorum.
I think that's good, except instead of preventing, I don't think you need to add the ing to match the verbs that were preceding. Instead of saying preventing or securing,
securing contact and then to prevent. So promptly secure. Okay, great. So promptly secure contact information for texting to prevent the need for providing confidential member information to volunteers in order to meet quorum.
Okay. Looks like it gets just so
could text and email.
Okay. Understand I will add and email to the language that I just sent to everybody by email.
Okay, very good. So and I think it covers both sides of this issue. So I think it's any second to the motion? Who's on any second?
Interjection, Aki, from Eric. I just
wanted to
raise my hand, but I guess you didn't notice it. Thinking is that the time to collect the email and the text for those people becoming members is when they become members. If we could advise and perhaps or suggest that the stations include that as at the time of the person donates, they immediately be asked for their contact information so that it doesn't have to be reinvented at the time of the election. Seems to me that should just be a standard operating procedure if it's too complicated to include now. But maybe people
the recommendation is to try to get all of the emails so that we don't have to have lightning balance, right? That's part of the list of the recommendations that we have.
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
I don't think it's too complicated. I think instead of the word promptly, you could put at the point of membership or at the point of joining or at the point of securing membership and or renewing membership, secure text and email. Instead of the word promptly.
How about at the point of recording membership?
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
All right. Now, who's Fire Tablet? I forget.
Teresa.
Oh, Fire Tablet is Teresa?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I think we went through this comments pretty well.
No, I'm my hand's up.
Okay, you're speaking for the second time? Okay, go ahead.
Not everybody is necessarily going to want to give that information. Giving $25 makes one a member. Whether or not one is able or willing to give an email or texting information or whatever, they're still a member either way.
Right. This point well taken. Yeah, people don't have to give. We're only recommending that they should. We're going to urge everybody to do it, but obviously they don't have to do it.
We're urging the membership department to ask for it.
Right. Yeah, nobody has to give it, for sure.
And point
all right. Okay, Cal, go ahead.
Did we vote on this?
No,
not yet.
No, now it's up for the vote. I think everybody gave a good stuff. So let me just say, any objections to the motion as, formalized by Susan at the moment? Okay, so the motion is pretty well crafted, so no objections, so the motion passes. Okay, Susan, what's the next item?
Okay.
I thought there was no other item.
This is Jack. Can I say something about the motion that just passed?
Sure, Jack, go ahead.
I believe that this is a listener and is supported by volunteer organization. And one of the difficulties of the motion, and I kind of agree with it because I kind of understand what they're saying, is that I've seen people weaponize information about who to call and politically so. The idea that we're going to have volunteers call other people to get them to vote is like it disregards the fact that a year ago, 2 years ago, just as COVID hit, I believe 3 years ago, I was sitting at WBAI calling. I had three pages. I called for 3 hours. People that were lapsed donors, can we get you to come back? can we please, you know, provide you with what we promised you and have you listen and give us another $25 or $100 or thank you very much for listening and how come you don't want to listen anymore? And those conversations gave me an insight into what's right and what's wrong about this organization. I trust everybody here. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. And my personal information, which is in the hands of the general manager in New York City and also the foundation, I guess, because I have to vote in the foundation, right? Is part and parcel of why I'm a member and why I would volunteer my services. And I volunteer my services in a variety of ways. I packed boxes when they moved off Wall Street, saved a lot of money. What, as Susan was pointing out, what the gentleman from New York did, for Washington, what I believe it was Minerva that pointed it out, to get people to vote was harmless in the sense that we just call people and say, listen, we're having an election. We need you to vote. Otherwise we got to spend another $50,000. I was going to ask, how much did it cost? How much did we save by not having to go another one month?
Yeah.
And then the final thing is that, if we're so afraid of each other that I can't have your personal information, I wonder sometimes why I volunteer all my efforts to help it out. Not to say that I won't help it out, but just to point out that I'm afraid of nobody here. I'm not afraid of you. This is my name. I'll give you my phone number if you like. Call me up and talk to me if you prefer. Thank you, Myla. Good to talk with you, Myla.
Yeah. Interesting.
Hi, this is Myla. I'm just checking in to the elections committee, I'm assuming.
All right. So I got two people in the stack here. So I have Cal and Susan. So go ahead, Cal.
Well, have we voted yet?
No, we have not voted yet. I mean, I put it out and there was no objection. So in a way, it got voted.
Okay. So then I don't think there's anything else on the agenda. I move to adjourn.
Susan?
Can we vote?
A second.
Wait. What Aki said is he said there was no objection.
I wasn't objecting. That wasn't an objection. That was an observation.
Yeah. It was observation. Exactly. Okay. Go ahead. So Susan.
I just wanted to say that we do lapsed donor calls too. But the lists are not handed out. And candidly, we do have people who weaponize calls. And I don't want to be receiving I don't want my information going to them. So I'm sorry that it's not all a matter of goodwill. I will add in move to adjourn.
I'll second.
Any objection?
I'll serve it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wait. All right, everyone. Have a good evening.
Wait, what about my original motion, the first one that I had about a committee that is open to people who are not on this committee?
Okay.
Ms. Foreman, I believe what happened during the Pacifica National Board meeting was that somebody mentioned your comment about if anybody has any criticisms about the NES, they could actually privately communicate. And I heard them say that. And many times what I believe is going on is that people want to make it so that we can, you know, be transparent, also be supportive, and also be aware about how the elections are being run in an open forum so people don't weaponize individual names or, you know, contact information, et cetera, bulk or specifically. So I believe your motion was kind of adopted, even though it wasn't formally adopted, right, Akio?
Well, then let's have that. Let's have that committee.
Point of order.
Okay, Cal, go ahead.
Oh, there is a motion to adjourn on the floor, and it was seconded.
Okay. So any objection to adjourn?
Yes. I'd like my motion that I sent Susan to be addressed.
We need to vote.
Okay. Susan, can you take a vote?
Sure. So voting yes is that we adjourn now. Right. Voting no is we don't adjourn at this time. And I think with the understanding that the motion, that Eleanor Elizabeth's motion would be taken up. Teresa, yes or no?
I say adjourn. Yes.
Okay. Christine's not. Jack.
Aye.
Okay, Violetta.
Yes.
Vanessa is not here.
I am here.
That's all right. Thank you. Recognizing that you're here. So then how do you vote on this?
No.
Okay. Eleanor?
No.
Okay. Eric?
No.
No. Avelia?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
It's not Madam Chair, it's Mr. Chair.
I'm thinking Eleanor just said yes.
No, she said no.
She said no. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Lily? She may not be here at this time. Mac?
Yes, adjourn.
Okay. Myla?
Myla Rusin votes yes, adjourn now.
Okay, Sean?
No.
No. Minerva? Minerva, you're muted.
Okay, I'm sorry. What I'm going to do is abstain.
Okay. Aki?
Yes.
Yes, Carol? Carol, you're muted.
Yes, Lily got cut off. She's on speakerphone. She wants to vote.
Okay. Okay. So Lily votes yes, is that correct?
Correct.
Yes. Okay, Susan, I vote yes. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses, 3 noes, and 1 abstain. So the motion to adjourn carries.
I counted 4 noes, not that it changes the outcome.
So I have as Vanessa and you and
Sean Rhodes.
Eric Jacobson. You're right, 4. And Sean.
Right.
Yeah, 4 noes.
Okay. So
the motion
to adjourn passed. Okay.
Okay.
So thank you, everybody. Well, thank everybody for being on the committee this year and also being attending the meeting. And hopefully that next year's committee would, you know, would take up a recommendation. So thanks everybody for being on the committee this year.
Akio, thank you. You're a wonderful chair.
Everybody.
You are. Thank you. Thank you, Aki.
Okay. Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, all.
Bye.